The Power H Awards celebrate Holland Public Schools staff who demonstrate a passion for education and provide incredible opportunities for students to succeed. Recently, we reached out to the community, students and parents, and also staff members for nominations for those awards. We've narrowed down those nominations now to three staff members from each of our buildings for the Impact Award. Over the last few weeks, I've been introducing you to those folks. Today, we're going to hear from the finalists from Holland Heights and Holland Language Academy. Up first, the secretary from Holland Heights, Diana Sandoval.
It was an honor for me to be nominated, and I love serving my community, so I guess that shows. It's a team effort that we have here, and I love that about Holland Heights and about our staff, that we are a team. We can't do it by ourselves.
Liz Melanchthon is the special education resource teacher at Heights.
It's an honor. I was definitely surprised to see my name, and honestly, I couldn't do what I do without all the amazing staff that I work with every day. And one of my favorite things about my job is that I get to work with, you know, third through fifth grade, so I'm in and out of so many different classrooms, and I just love, you know, showing these kids, our most vulnerable learners, just the potential that they do have.
Todd McKay is a fourth grade teacher at Holland Heights.
I do what I do because I love working with the kids, coming in and watching them. I love, you know, when the kids struggle and being able to build them up and prove to them that they can do it. It's life-changing, and build that mindset in the kids, you know, that they can do it, they're capable of doing it, and they just need to put forth the effort to do it.
On to Holland Language Academy, our two-way bilingual elementary school, where Denya Rodriguez teaches third grade.
Thank you so much. Well, I'm feeling very honored. This is an honor for me. I'm just doing my passion. What's my passion is in my heart, to work with the students. I love them, and make a huge connection with them. And also, this is a compromiso to me to do better, to serve them better.
Kyla Reichert is a second grade teacher at HLA.
When I saw that I was nominated, I was really surprised. It was a good feeling, and it's really sweet to be noticed and, I guess, inspired by the community. Every day, we go into the day with enthusiasm, and in my classroom, there's a really big focus on growing our classroom community and strengthening our relationships. I really just teach every day with love and joy, and I really just want to see each of these students grow. They're all very special in their own way, and I like to see that shine within them.
Kate Meyer is a fourth grade teacher at the Holland Language Academy.
Well, the one thing that I find so important with Upper L is building relationships and really focusing on the gifts that each student bring. Some bring academic gifts, others, you know, just bring a wealth of gifts to the class, and I like to focus on, you know, the talents that each student has and prioritize those.
And finally, Lucio Lozano works with our multilingual families in the district. He's a finalist for the District Support Award.
Well, it's a pleasure and a responsibility to help our families and our students not only understanding education, but to have a voice. So that's what I'm here for, and that's what I will continue working for them. Just to see them get their dreams, graduating, working from kindergarten to 12th grade, see their joy. It's something that I achieve, and I want them to achieve it too.
This week, Holland Public staff members are going to be voting for building winners for the Impact Award and the District Support Award. We'll then share stories from each of them on social media and ask the community to select a winner who's going to receive a $5,000 cash award from an anonymous donor in the district. So I want you to keep a watch on our website for details about that. Of course, the website is hollandpublicschools.org.